and go before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just so thankful for today. We thank you for the two women of God who said yes to your mandate for this call. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, because their obedience is what brought us here together each morning, Monday through Friday, for this call so that we can start our day with you, Master. So we just want to continue to love and bless them. Father God, we just know that you have a plan, that your truth, we will treasure your truth because you are the anointed one. And because of your anointing, we have the anointing to destroy burdens, to destroy yokes and break burdens, oh Father. So we thank you for this time. We thank you for the Des de Leon family, oh Heavenly Father, that they have brought us together through Artist International, the greatest multi-level marketing company in the world, the greatest health and wellness company in the world. And we know that this was a God-ordained move. So we thank you and we bless you for their yes, for Papa Des de Leon. We thank you for everything that you are doing in and through us, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to lead and guide. Continue to take the wheel and be in control. Let us be the co-pilots and you fly the plane, oh Heavenly Father. So we thank you. We praise you and we glorify your name. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. So I love you, artist family. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister LaShawn. Take it away.
Good morning to you, and good morning to you all. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus' joy. And I'm just so excited what God is doing in our lives this morning and each and every day. It is so exciting to be able to wake up and know that God has an ordained plan for us, and we have an opportunity each and every day to strive to be more like him. So for those of you who are joining us for the very, very first time, welcome, 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 and we invite you to come back again and bring a friend with you. We're just excited because this call has been in inception since October 25th, 2010. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited because that anniversary is coming up. But what gets me even more excited, even more happy, even more encouraged is the fact that this call has been on a consistent manner. A lot of times things start and then they have a very short end date. But when you do things for the honor and glory of God, when you do things in decency and order, and when you do things according to his will, it is always successful. And with that being said, the mission statement that was given to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts was given to them from our Father. That mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. God also gave them a scripture reference for us to stand on because, again, anything done through God is done through his word. And that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, we understand that we begin our day in prayer. We understand that we're going to end this call in prayer. And we encourage you, Master's Call family, to continue your day in prayer. Because when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings rain down on us. So we're just really excited about that. I am so happy to announce to you that one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, is celebrating her birthday, her birth month, because we know that Dr. P.K. celebrates the entire month of July. So if you're on social media, if you're on Facebook, if you're on any kind of social media and she is there, we just ask you that you just go ahead and give her a little shout out. Just give her a little happy birthday, and I'm telling you, that will make her smile. Now, directly after this call is what we call the MMC call. That call is hosted by a team of Platinum Presidents and Movers and Shakers and a company of Artists International. And that call is so encouraging to be on, whether you're in Artists International yet, and for those who are entrepreneurs, we invite you to call in. That number is area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. Again, that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. So you may say to yourself, well, wait a minute, I'm a little confused. We're on a prayer call, but you're talking about Artists International. What is that? And I'm glad that you asked, because Artists International is the greatest health and wellness company known to man, or as our speaker, Minister Brenda, would say, on this side of heaven. And what's so beautiful about Artists International is the fact that it is a sold out to the Lord, Christian-based health and wellness company. This company is so blessed that it has experienced over 500% growth this year alone. Another really, really awesome thing about Artists International is the fact that people who have trusted in this company, because God has led them to this company, their health has changed, their energy has changed, their weight has changed, and for a lot of people, their zip code changed. So go back to the person who told you about this call and let them know that you are interested to learn more about Artists International. Now, I want to tell you more about Artists, more about the TMC family, but I'm moving out the way because I want you to hear, thus saith the Lord. This beautiful woman is about to come on and give you a word straight from the throne room. I would encourage you to write down our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there you can learn more about our speaker that's coming up now. You can learn more about all of the TMC family. You can find out how to send your praise reports, your testimonies, and your prayer requests to us. And you also can utilize our comment section, because it's such an interactive website, to let us know that that God is letting you know that it's time for you to be part of the Master's Call, whether it's to host, whether it's to pray with us, or if God has a word for you. So like I said, I'm moving out the way so this beautiful and mighty woman of God can come on the line. Minister Brenda is out there in Mississippi, and she has such a beautiful heart, such an enthusiasm for the Lord, but most of all, she loves to share the goodness of God. And she is also an Artists International distributor. She is a faithful and dedicated and loving wife, and she is one of those sisters in the Lord that when you talk to her, you just feel so, you know, compelled to see the anointing around her. She is one of those Christians that doesn't speak about what she does. She shows you through love and through action. So without any further ado, I would like to bring to you Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for that warm introduction. I tell you, you are such a jewel. And I also want to thank Minister Kai for praying for us and with us this morning. I give God glory and praise for the opportunity, and I thank God for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for trusting me to have this opportunity to share with you this morning. And believe it or not, I am in the midst of preparing for a family reunion that's coming up the first part of August. And, of course, you know, with that being said, God is really dealing with me and family. So this morning I'm going to share with you about strengthening your family, strengthening your family. And I want to share with you, coming from Genesis 47:12, and Joseph nourished his father and his brethren, and all his father's household with bread according to their families. You know, I must admit that since this family reunion is coming up, I'm praying more for families in general than I have in a while. And as we all know, families are important to God, and they should be with us. Real talk, what goes on within our families? We have hugs, kisses, words of encouragement, words of disagreements. Sometimes it gets to a point where family members stop speaking to each other. Ask me how I know. There are similar personalities, different personalities. However, the love remains. In spite of how Joseph's brothers treated him, the Bible didn't mention of him holding a grudge. Why? Because his focus was on pleasing God. This reminds me of Paul's making mention in Romans, and he said something to this effect, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You see, God revealed the greater in Joseph, because after many years of separation, Joseph's love for his family was steadfast. He let them know that no matter what happened in the past, God's faithfulness is true and solid. You know, I can imagine him reminding himself, saying something like this: God gave me a vision. You know, he has this special plan for me, and I'm holding on to his promise that he dwelled within my heart. And you know, when you think about that, Joseph didn't dwell on what they had done to him. He focused on something far more beyond that, and that his mind wasn't conformed to the life of disappointments. Listen, we have to realize in everyday situations, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. It's not really the people, a person, but the enemy's tactics that are put on the minds of people. As children of the Most High God, we strengthen our families with steadfast love. Yes, they may talk about us. Yes, they may get upset with us, and they may even use us. However, this suffering too shall pass. You know, people may want to emphasize on the dysfunctional families. Well, if you ask me, that's every family on the planet, because all families have some issues that take place along the way. Real talk, am I right? You take a look at David. He had issues within his family. You take a look at Noah. He had some issues, but God still used them, and he still strengthened them as they became more mature among their families. How can we strengthen our families? We have many. We have our immediate families. We have our church families. We have our friends who are like family. And we have our artist family. In our immediate family, it's pretty easy to tell our loved ones, I have your back. Why? Because we pretty much grew up with them. However, through the tough times, we must continue to pray with them and for them. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, all the members of that family may or may not have agreed with him. But the important fact is that Joshua decreed and declared the statement. No matter what the situation looks like, it's time to bless your family down to the or beyond the seventh generation. You know, we have that ability through the Word of God, who tells us to call those things that be not as though they were. So let's move on to our church family. Jesus has stated that he is the true vine, and we are the branches as the body of Christ. We have many types of ministries. Therefore, we produce more fruit, acknowledging and appreciating the gifts of others, realizing that we all are not the same. We're many members, we're different, but we are one body. So we'll stir up the gift that's in each one of us. Nourish it and encourage it. And, you know, I want to mention that in Corinth, Paul saw a situation among the church, and he addressed it. But yet he encouraged them with the word, telling them that you don't have to fight and quarrel among yourselves. If Sister Sally wants to pray and she said it was her time to pray, let her pray. It's all good. Let her do it and love her through it, you know, because a lot of times we have to come to grips that within our church we still have people that are that hadn't been weaned from the milk. So let's move on to our friends who are like family. Many times we have to sacrifice our feelings, desires, and time to nurture our relationships with friends because we notice the tactics, again, the enemy plays to destroy other relationships. As friends, we're honest, we're trustworthy, encouraging, as well as patient. You know, Ephesians 2 and 3, it says, be patient with each other. Yes, I said patient. Like Dr. Vanessa would say, it's not a curse word. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. And then I can go back to 1 Corinthians 13:4 when it says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Now, you know, I will go on talking about our artist family because out of many of the business opportunities I've been in, I can say that I've never seen a company like Artists International. So being a part of the artist family is a blessing. And it's mainly because this company earnestly has the family environment. Like I said, I've been in quite a few business opportunities, but I've never seen the true family anointing, may I say, like I've seen it here in Artists. You look at Papa Diaz de Leon, who came out of retirement and he started reinforcing his loyalty to us by allowing us to have shares with the company. That's family environment. That's a family anointing. Then we have people like Godmother Dorothy Cook going beyond the call of duty to keep the distributors plugged in on a daily basis. That's a family anointing. Then we can appreciate our own ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, spending time with the Lord to empower the family of artists. And I can't say enough about her and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon coming together every day, and here we're about to celebrate 4 years for us to come together in prayer. That's a family anointing. So we have to come to grips that the enemy does not like it, because he's out to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy any family relationship, but we won't allow it. We will not allow it. Why? Because Jesus has already given us the victory. I want to tell you, Psalms 34:19, it stays with me a lot of times. It says, many of the afflictions are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. I want to insert the fact that in a number of families, there may be a prodigal son, prodigal daughter. Again, not dwelling on the mishaps, because we all have them. We all have been somewhat like prodigal sons or daughters ourselves. You know, the importance is that we forgive, as our loving Father forgave us. Many times, I might add. A lot of times we say, oh, I thank God for a second chance, but yet we have had many other chances God gave us. So during this time, when the prodigal son or daughter just comes back with that humbleness, with that apologetic heart, we need to embrace them. We need to celebrate like the father did with the prodigal son. He made a big celebration out of it. Why? Because he says, my son is no longer lost. Sometimes our sons, our daughters, our friends, our loved ones, they may go out there and they feel like they know it all. But yet, when they come back and say, you know what, I was wrong all along. We need to embrace them. We need to hug them. We need to nurture them because that's a part of God's kingdom is acceptance. He said, how can we say we love the Father when we're constantly hating other people? We're constantly being rude to other people. What we live daily, every day on this earth, it's a symbol and it acknowledges of who God is in us. So I want to encourage you in closing, and I know it may seem like it's a short session, but I thank God for the opportunity. I want to encourage all of us to nurture our families, to decree and declare that the blessings of God are upon each and every one of them. You know, 1 Corinthians 13:7, and I want to share with you from the New Living Translation, where it says, love never gives up. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith. It doesn't do it. We don't lose faith because when we're dwelling in love, it never loses faith. Our faith in our family members, our faith in knowing that God is going to bring our loved ones back to him, those that may be out there. That love abides strong. He said it's always hopeful. We're always hopeful that someone's going to be encouraged. And someone that may be on drugs and it seems like there's no hope, God says love is always hopeful. We need to constantly love them, pray for them, and realize that they are love. Let them know. God loves you, and I do too. This world that we're living in today, a lot of people have no clue what love is about. They think they do. But we as family, family of God, families among ourselves, family within businesses, family, even sometimes on the jobs, people are bonded together on their jobs. We as family, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. So when we do that, when we come together and say, oh, no, we're not going to allow the enemy to take joy into that situation. We're going to come together and pray and realize that God is almighty in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we're speaking greater even over joy. A lot of times we speak more negative than we do positive. We need to speak what the word says, who we are in Christ Jesus. This is what strengthening family is all about. So I want to encourage you once again, saying 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, love never gives up. Love loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. With this in mind, we can keep our family strong, knowing that love never fails. That's what I love about God. He tells us that because of his love for us, he sent Jesus Christ that we may have life. We have the right to the tree of life. And with that life, the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of us, daily, there's nothing that the enemy can do that can pull us down. Because why? We are family. And I love it when we can get on our corporate calls on Wednesdays and hear that song, We Are Family. I've never seen that or heard that in any business I've been in. So we got to realize that God has blessed Artists International. God has blessed us as family members, to come together, to love one another, to strengthen each other, encourage one another, and to be happy for each other when we accomplish our goals, when we make our ranks, or whatever we do, we need to encourage and rejoice with each other. It's not too hard because all of us want to celebrate. All of us want a celebration. We're celebrating right now with Dr. P.K. Roberts. She's our loved one who's celebrating her birthday this month. And we're celebrating with her because she is our family. So, prayer partners, I thank you. I love you, and I appreciate you for taking the time for me to share with you. And I pray that this has been a blessing to you, and I thank God for you. Back to you, LaShawn. Minister LaShawn.
That was so. What an anointed and powerful and beautiful message. Master's Call family, didn't I tell you that this word was going to come straight from the throne room? We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning. We are assembled, Lord, as your saints, as your soldiers, Lord. We thank you individually and collectively as a family unit. Father God, we are just so grateful for the word that you have given to Minister Brenda this morning. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us that family is also past blood, but it's also through the water of the kingdom that you have blessed us with. Father, we just thank you so much for this mighty vessel, Lord. We just ask that you continue to bless and anoint her. God, fill her, refill her, continue to refill her, because she had decreased for you to increase, and that is the reason why the message was so blessed. Thank you for my sister in the Lord, oh God. Thank you for giving her an anointed spirit. Thank you, Lord, for giving her an anointed message. But most of all, thank you for her yes to not only the Master's Call, but to Artists International, because that is the vehicle that drove this sisterhood together. We thank you, oh God, for each and every family member represented on this line right now. We thank you, Lord, for the yes that you've given to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. We thank you, Lord, for the yes that each person gave you this morning and every morning when they're on the Master's Call. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that in a horizontal world that sometimes it's difficult to give a vertical praise, but we ask you right now that you pour your blessings on us so we continue to look upward and trust in you with all of our heart and with all of our understanding, Lord. We thank you, God, that it is you that does all the blessing, that it is you that does all the miracle work, that it is you that heals our body and heal our finances and heal those broken paths. We thank you right now for Sharon because of the concert and retreat that she experienced last weekend. We just thank you so much that the Women of a Great Price service was successful. And we also thank you in advance for her daughter-in-law, Leslie. We know, Lord, that you will destroy the cerebral white matter and lesions on her spinal cord. We know that you have already binded up any plagues that may be in her body, and you loosen them all for her help to be outstanding, Lord. We know that you have already run your DNA through her body, and we thank you for the strength and comfort that you have given to her family members and friends. We thank you, Lord, for Joni and watching over Pam. We know that her throat and her ear will be healed. We know that she will be able to have an appetite and eat very soon. And, Lord, we know that she will be able to swallow soon. But in the interim, oh God, we know that you are also moving through her, and you are providing every health need that she needs, Lord. We know that right now that Kaylon is doing well, and we celebrate with our sister Minister Tiffany. We celebrate that all is well with him. We celebrate that he is going to trust in you, Lord. We celebrate that he knows that you are God and God all by yourself. And we thank you, Lord, that our sister, Pastor Del Bass, that all is well with her. And although she experienced a fire, Lord, we know that the fire, her heart for you is even stronger. And we know that she will and can do all things through you, God. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We thank you for blessing Kenneth that's about to go serve our country, Lord. Watch over each and every family member that has family, friends, and relatives in the military, God. We just thank you so much for blessing them and keeping them safe. And, Lord, we know that while Uncle Frank is still sleeping in your care, that all will be well with him and all will be well with his family members. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, when we leave this call but never in your presence, we just ask that you give us a special blessing and a special anointing over us, that people will know we're Christians, not by what we say, but what we do. So it is in Jesus' name that we pray and thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, this is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. Minister Kai, I want to thank you for greeting and seating God's children this morning with such a powerful prayer and with such an awesome tagline, Trust in the Lord Tuesday. We also thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for such a powerful and anointed word. Again, if you want to hear that message, you could go to our website, or if you have to hear it right now today, dial 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. And, of course, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK, we thank you and love you for your yes. I'm going to bring back Minister Brenda so she could give us our closing benediction. You all have a wonderful Jesus joy-filled day. Are you there, Minister Brenda?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Okay. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Strengthen your family. God bless you.